This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Upbeat government jobs report.
Employers remain confident hiring despite uncertainty in the economy.
A pause on UAW strike rollouts.
We are making progress and we are headed in the right direction.
High demand creates ER drug shortage of.
The main treatment of doctors turn to for heart attack patients.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A big bump in hiring has President Biden touting his economic plan.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years.
336,000 jobs were added in September. The unemployment rate is unchanged at 3.8%. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst for the personal finance website Bankrate, says bars and restaurants are back to pre-pandemic staffing levels and the government increased hiring, including new teachers.
The outlook, in a sense, for the rest of the year with this newly gained momentum is better for the job market.
But the Federal Reserve may not be celebrating. The Fed wants economic growth to slow to ease inflation. And these strong jobs numbers could mean another interest rate hike.
Ford says there are 495 more layoffs for a total of 1,800 there because of the United Auto Workers strike against the Big Three. More from WWJ's John Hewitt in Detroit.
UAW President Sean Fain shared what he called a transformational win regarding future EV job security.
GM has now agreed in writing to place their electric battery manufacturing under our National Master Agreement.
Fain saying the union was prepared to strike at GM's profitable Arlington Assembly Plant in Texas, but for now, no new walkouts were called.
We are winning, and we are headed in the right direction.
John Hewitt for CBS News, Detroit.
It's the final day of the Kaiser Permanente strike over pay and staff shortages and no deal yet. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy denies reports that he's resigning from Congress and says he will run for re-election next year. There are still only two candidates making a bid for the speaker position. CBS's Scott McFarlane with that.
Neither of them is a shoo-in to win those potential swing voters in the conference who represent suburban New York City, suburban Philadelphia, suburban Los Angeles, who may have to find some bridge to supporting either Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan.
The FDA says a key treatment used in emergency rooms is in short supply. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Hospitals are facing a shortage of injectable nitroglycerin. That's the main treatment emergency room doctors turn to for heart attack patients. Drug makers blaming the shortage on a demand increase.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 288 points. The NASDAQ jumped 212. Now this.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
The FBI is now part of the investigation after more than 100 bodies are found at a Colorado funeral home. CBS's Jim Crisula with details.
Colorado regulators say the owner of a funeral home outside Colorado Springs tried to hide the improper storage of corpses and claimed he was doing taxidermy work. Fremont County Coroner Randy Keller.
Investigators from the Fremont County Sheriff's Office and the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agency discovered over 115 deceased bodies stored in the Return to Nature funeral home.
Authorities believe the funeral home performed, quote, green burials without embalming chemicals or metal caskets.
At Cape Canaveral, Florida.
3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
Amazon launches the first test satellites for its planned internet service. Competitor SpaceX has already launched more than 5,000 of its internet satellites. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A Russian missile attack in Kharkiv, Ukraine, kills a 10-year-old boy and his grandmother one day after a strike in the same region killed at least 52 people. The short-term spending bill that was passed last week in averting a U.S. government shutdown did not include aid for Ukraine, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin.
If we are going to stop Putin from this invasion, we have to make sure that we provide the resources to Ukraine.
An Iranian woman's activist has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize, CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
Narges Mohammadi awarded the Peace Prize
for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran and her fight to promote human rights and freedom for all.
The award comes exactly 20 years after fellow campaigner Shirin Ebadi herself won the Nobel Prize. Ebadi lives in exile here in London. Mohammadi is in prison in Tehran. Iran's parliament last month announced ever heavier penalties for women who refuse to wear the hijab.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Girl Scouts are ditching a popular cookie from their lineup this year and charging more for others.
The new cookies are dipped in the same chocolatey coating.
You won't find Thin Mints Crispy Sister, the Raspberry Rally, among this year's Girl Scout cookie offerings. The organization says it's taking a pause to prioritize classic varieties, leaving open the possibility of the Rally's return. They were an instant success when they debuted last year, selling out in a matter of hours online. The news comes as inflation hit Girl Scout cookie prices. They're rising by a dollar or two to between five and seven a box, depending on where you live. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Adobe's holiday shopping forecast predicts that sales this year will be up to $221 billion, 5% more than last year. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, October 6, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Spencer Rain. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.